No, that's how it is. Folks, welcome to Rank You Very Much. Here's the intro song.
Oh, there's a song?
Something tells me you could have done this better.
No, I don't think so.
Rank You Very Much.
I love it.
That's for...
I interrupted the end of it.
Yeah, thanks.
Have a good night.
Thanks for interrupting the end of it. The key to the whole thing.
Who made that little song?
My friend Victor Anthony Ozuna lives in Austin, Texas, with the College of the Real Good Guy. Remember one time I hung out with Victor and we're leaving the dorm and I was like, hey, let's get lunch. He goes, hell yeah, lunch. We leave. He goes, where we go? So, I go, I'll get you lunch. He goes, hell yeah. I got the song.
So where'd you go for lunch?
I think we went to a barbecue place, which was nice. And I'm gonna go up
the Facebook live.
Yeah, I'm gonna go live right now on Facebook because apparently it's not connecting on BitChat, which is fine.
So people can see it on BitChat.
Yeah, people can see it on BitChat.
Hey!
Down.
It's too bad people missed that. That was great. How we were all like,
I was excited.
And then you guys can share it. Go live. 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1, and live and go.
Wait, hold on a sec. I just realized something.
Fuck everything.
God damn it, Joe.
Well, if I do it, it's going to be a weird. I have to do it like this first.
Yeah, it's like Facebook Live is not set up very well yet. There's a lot of issues they need to deal with.
Sorry, guys, watching on BitChat. We're about to start the show soon. I apologize for this.
This is like a behind the scenes, or if you're watching it on BitChat, you're getting like a behind the scenes early.
Of how it all works.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Remember when that cat?
Oh, no. Six views, which is pretty good.
That's too many.
Guys. Welcome to Rank You Very Much. I already played the song, so Facebook Live, you don't get it.
Yeah.
Folks, we have a great episode tonight. Today's episode, Worst Famous Animal. I'm your host, Joe Bates. This is Rank You Very Much. You rank the best and worst of anything and everything. And as always, we have two guest experts here for Worst Famous Animal. To the left of me, folks, you may recognize him from his show on Animal Planet. We have celebrity veterinarian himself, David Britton.
Hello. If you're a snake.
David, when you do a live a video podcast, you know you're about to be asked a question. Why would you start feeding your fat face with donuts?
Now, as someone who has a fat face...
Oh, this is a very big, good introduction. My other expert here to the right of me, folks, you may see him not well, like animal paparazzi, Bob Nugent.
I am moving this over.
I had a reason.
Paparazzi is what I like to call it.
Oh, paparazzi. Gotcha. Paparazzi,
let's have a laugh there. Literally, when
you
Dave,
can't hear the people
Dave
laughing.
Said something funny and there was no laughter, and I was like, why didn't anyone laugh at that?
Well, I was not surprised.
Don't we do a podcast every week?
Like, well, now, hey, now you're taking the sheet away from
I
the
hear
show.
Nothing but
when
laugh.
We talk about animals.
A celebrity veterinarian.
I meet a celebrity paparazzi.
Paparazzi.
I get the photos for
I'm
you.
Starting to feel like I'm talking about an Italian dish.
Did you know that?
That's my wife.
She's
a good-looking
Jesus.
It's a good-looking American.
Goddamn cheetah.
David Hasselhoff's cat is sick.
No, I don't care. We're not going to
I know.
I've got photos.
Just so you know, while this Facebook Live is going on, feel free to share it to your own walls. Anyways.
Yeah, Sheraton Walls.
Sheraton Walls.
That's one of the sponsors. Sheraton Walls. It's a very nice hotel.
Worst famous animal. Rank you very much. The list is behind me. Let me tell you the list, folks.
Can we throw this cat on the
list? That cat has been on the show way too many times. We're doing the worst famous animal. Harambe, Air Bud, Punxsutawney Phil, Beethoven, Spuds McKenzie, Mr. Ed, Shenmue, Honey Badger, April the Giraffe, Grumpy Cat, and Coco, the sign language gorilla. Sign language.
gorilla is funny.
The sign language in gorilla.
Just gorilla.
Coco. Oh, sweet. John Dick Winters. Yes, three white dudes talking over each other. John, you're white, so he just recognize. All
right?
Recognize.
And also, aren't you interrupting us right now? So maybe go fuck yourself.
Four white dudes. Learn some math, John Dick Winters.
Also, white people complaining about white people. Isn't that a little cliche at this point?
Yeah. Well, honestly, earlier they said they wanted to do worst race, and white people would.
Race, Joe wouldn't do it.
It's the Boston Marathon. Right?
It's like, all over again. It's the Boston Marathon. Yeah. All of Matt Damon.
No, that's the worst race
to have to run.
Never mind.
Oh man, I've never heard that one. Yeah, I'm
sorry, I'm too edgy for this show.
Well, yes, we don't like the paparazzi.
Mm-hmm.
Today's episode, folks. Again, the list is behind me. We always start off with the veto round with the youngest person here. We'll start with the veto round. What they'll do. Animal is not the worst famous animal, and we'll take it off the list. Okay,
you've got to be the youngest.
We'll do well. No, the youngest person here, David Britton, folks. David Britton.
Oh yeah, I mean me.
David, what is not the worst famous animal on this list?
Oh,
can we stop for a second? And
no,
I just had to do some math. Older than me. David is older than me.
Well, it's looks.
I do look like shit. That's true.
I've been keeping in shape.
No, I've always picked the oldest person. I say the same. It's the ongoing gimmick.
Oh,
it's why people keep watching.
Don't watch the show.
To wait for it. Oh, you don't watch the show?
I don't like to watch white people yell over each other.
Well, you know, you should have seen it when I had Dwight Simmons on.
I would watch that show.
All right, David. Which? Nice.
I was
you're the one
the
that
idea
said
of
it.
Three Dwight Simmonses.
Jesus Christ. David right. Britton, worst famous animal.
Up there, but I actually want to have the fun of talking about her.
So well, again, at this point, when you're vetoing something off the list, that's your chance to talk about that animal.
Okay.
Also, guys, on Facebook Live, it is backwards. I apologize for that. But we'll talk about the animals. And we'll say what's going on. So it's not totally backwards. But if you want to watch the right side, go to bitchat.com. Look under at Joe Bates Comedy. So I could see that you're saying everything is backwards, is doing it this way.
Are you sure it's backwards?
What does this do?
That will put the other camera on.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Yeah. You shouldn't have touched that.
Well, we're back, folks. Okay, David Britton looks like he's doing an impression of your pencil piece.
I've never seen with arms.
It's a John Dick Winters. I hope all your.
Hey, Harambe. I don't think we can all agree. Let's just go. I'm going to go through them real quick, and then I'll pick one. Can I do that? Can I just like go ding, 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 ding?
Well, you're going to talk about all of them.
Yeah. Well, here's one of them. Okay, Harambe.
This is the most difficult first veto we've ever had in history.
Is it already?
You're a diva.
Harambe, no.
You're Joe Pesci in Fifth Honest.
I don't get the reference.
Air Bud. I do hate Air Bud.
You know what? I'm glad you're talking through this because you're giving us some incredible insights.
You're really hating us.
Okay, fine. Let's take April the Giraffe.
Famous animal, April the Giraffe. Why do you choose April the Giraffe?
I don't really know her, so she's
There's
others I hate. There's others
April the
hate.
Giraffe right now, internet sensation, pregnant at the zoo, live feed, hundreds of thousands of people all over the world watching this giraffe about to give birth.
Man, I kind of hate the giraffe now, so...
But well, not the worst.
Yeah. Is anything?
Can I just real quick? This guy said the dogs from the Red Fern grows.
And plus, they got what was coming to them.
Oh, geez.
Well, one of them did. One of them lived, right?
No, they both died.
No, one of them died, and the other one just kind of. sat next to it and waited.
I didn't finish the book.
Well, you don't need
to. I got to the point where the one dog died, and I was like, that's enough.
The weird thing is, after those two dogs die, the kid comes, lays around the dog's grave, and the kid dies.
The whole town eventually just mass grave.
Yeah, there's a plague. Beginning of the plague.
Let's take this camera. Let's go there right now.
It's a prequel to Cloverfield, I think. I'm not 100%
we'll
sure.
Go there through the magic of television. And then you do like a star wipe, right?
Yeah, I'll do a star wipe. In post. I'll fix it in post. Okay, it's live podcast.
Let's get rid of that giraffe.
The giraffe is gone.
That will make one person that I know extremely happy.
So, April the giraffe.
Yes.
Yeah. April. You guys do know we kill these actual animals.
These are all going to die. If you're not the worst famous animal, you're dead. You are dead.
We actually have someone with a gun.
Anne-Marie Neely.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
I'm going to go ahead and say that Mr. Ed is dead. He's got to be dead.
So you're up. So anyway,
the animal. Bob
Nugent, you're up next. Which animal
is for me is Coco the sign languaging gorilla.
Now,
which I'd like to point out that you wrote Coco the sign languaging the gorilla.
That would teach that gorilla. And
sure.
That's a language. That with an
language.
E, right?
That's a language.
And then he dropped.
Oh, you know what? I was confused because it's not a fucking word.
That's better. That makes more sense.
But the Coco sign languaging the gorilla. That's a good catch.
I like Coco the sign languaging the gorilla a lot. I think it's a great story.
Jesus Christ.
Dave had another donut.
You've not offered a donut to anybody else, by the way. You're eating a dozen donuts.
There you go.
A lot of people think that Coco really doesn't know sign language. This is a big conspiracy theory going around.
Which
is
gorilla it? Killed the kitten?
That, well, Coco didn't kill her kitten. Her kitten's name was All Ball. That was the name she chose.
All Ball.
All Ball.
That does sound like a name a kid would give a cat. I like to think this is the cat's hair.
That's a real long hair.
Yes, and was run over by a car.
Oh, what? So the cat was running away from the gorilla.
Apparently, it was a kitten, but yeah, that's how it did.
It ran away from the gorilla and got hit. I thought she squished it.
No, that was a Frankenstein story.
Then she'd be like Harambe, so yeah.
We do have two gorillas, so maybe getting rid of one of the gorillas.
Yeah, so Coco's definitely my choice. Coco's fascinating. I like that.
I've been teaching myself a little bit of sign language.
Really?
So like this, power move.
Okay, so it's very specific to your act.
Exactly. So I really can't talk to people outside my act. I know this.
What? What is that? Oh, Joe. Spelling Joe. Sure. Yeah. So I'm Bob.
Do you know ASL?
I'm studying ASL right now.
Cool. I'm only studying it just for my act.
Oh, okay.
That'll be real handy.
I don't care. I kayak.
I power move.
I don't want to say I like. Jeez.
I've seen you do the sausage thing a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, so we're taking.
Stand behind it.
I probably was going to take it. So I'm up next. The veto went off the list here. And here's the deal.
I'm not going to knock someone who probably got into the fame too quickly and let fame ruin their lives. Because I don't blame the animal. I blame the fame. Spuds McKenzie. I'm taking... He's a cool dog.
He's a super party animal.
He's a super party
animal. And a lady. Spuds McKenzie was a lady. Did you guys know that?
I got to rethink all the things.
Now that you mention it, I do remember hearing that before. So,
well, you know what?
Listen, I know we're all men.
Wait, no.
It would be better
than.
That's why we've chosen a female Coco.
I don't know.
And a female April.
I don't know if this it factors into it, but for dogs, yesterday was International Bitch Day.
Is that true?
Jesus.
The day before 3/11 Day is International.
I can see all these thumbs down coming.
Angry face. Peter Frederick Wallace uses his angry faces the entire time when he watches us. We are taking Spuds McKenzie off. And I gotta say, so cool that I didn't even know she was a lady. Mm-hmm. That's how cool Spuds McKenzie was.
Spuds McKenzie,
women I sleep with are like that.
Was the spokes dog for Bud Light.
Yeah, well,
just Bud Light.
Here's the deal. If if you have to choose between Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, which one are you choosing?
Death.
I don't care. Yeah, I have no opinion.
I don't really drink beer a lot, and those are not really what I consider
a snob
to be.
Here, folks.
Hey, sorry.
My alcohol isn't. I don't know what you're snobbing about.
Donuts.
Take what you can get, Dave.
I do. That's take how what I you can. You're literally describing how I survive.
Supposed to be off the list.
Are there other beers that have mascots?
They're
Sam Elliott for
Sam Coors.
No.
Sam I thought Elliott he was in the beat. You guys want donuts?
No.
Yeah. This looks like
not right
like,
now.
It looks like someone just rummaged through them.
They're from a dumpster.
A little bit.
He brought them. From
are they dumpster donuts?
The train yard dumpster.
Oh, Anne Marie Neely asking if Little Bub is on the list. Little Bub could be on the list, folks, because we're gonna do another round of veto. Then we get to our final five. I want to ask for suggestions. For animals to put back on the list.
I would just like to point out that one of my initial selections was Little Bub because I think there's conversation there.
And that's fair. And I've actually introduced Little Bub to the stage before.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
What? I mean, that was a fun show.
For the Fountain Square Music
Fest. How much time did she do?
Little Bub wasn't actually there.
Oh, okay.
It was just the band taking advantage.
Oh, I see.
Of a real sick cat.
Wow.
It's not sick. I know a lot of people that are weird and aren't sick.
Well, I don't. Who knows these days? I think all cats are sick.
Well, okay. You know I got nothing on that.
Yeah, no, I was going to let it go.
Yeah.
My cat should let
cat AIDS.
Cat AIDS? Feline AIDS, yeah.
Feline AIDS. Why is it feline AIDS and not cat AIDS?
It's because it's not the same as human AIDS.
Oh.
Oh, wait, you mean why is it feline, not cat? It's kind of like how you
yeah,
don't...
he meant the thing you said.
It's kind of like police officer and cop. Right? It's a cop killer, not a police officer killer.
Yeah, because that doesn't work for the meter of the rhyme.
Right.
We're going to veto another round, folks, and we're going to start with the oldest person here, David Britton.
You know what? I think Punxsutawney Phil is definitely... here's the whole thing about this list, and I thought about this a lot, and I agree with you, is that it's not the animal's fault. It's all the people. We're really
all the people.
Sure. We're all rooting for what the people have done to these animals.
Well, some of these animals, they got to.
Dave was literally just distracted by a cat walking by.
Well, it's a cute cat. You can't see it, but. Can I tell you guys this?
I'll tell you what.
I got a hot take.
Here's a whole story of mine. Straight from the presses.
Are we just trying to get through this as quickly as possible?
I think so. It doesn't seem like it.
Look, fellas, here's the thing.
Thanks. They can't see that.
No, I just look like I just patted my own dick.
Zip-zap. I don't even actually know who Honey Badger is.
Oh, it's the video online of like the Honey Badger, and there's that
Honey Badger
male, effeminate voice person. Talking about how the honey badger doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, well, I don't like that. That's staying.
Okay.
I feel like
the effeminate voice.
Because somebody's making fun of like badgers. I don't care for that.
It's funny. It's more like
you're saying it is a worst animal.
It's not making fun of the badger. It's basically
it's promoting
it's
the
like
badger.
A nature documentary video that someone is overdubbed in like a fun voice and curses and
the is badger, it like Milo and Otis?
No. If it were dirty and said the fuck words a lot,
words a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of filth.
Flarn, filth.
Yeah, they call it Honey the Badger.
It's Honey the Honeying the Badger.
Anyways, I would say in the thing, the badger's the hero in the clip.
That's true. Okay. Yes. Eats a snake. Fucks that snake up. Whoa!
I'm trying to pick the one I like.
Hi.
And
every time you do it, I have to do it.
Well, okay, then I'm gonna say I like Punxsutawney Phil. Like I y'all love Groundhog's Day. We all love the movie Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, but he wasn't the fucking star of Groundhog's Day.
You know what the best part of Groundhog's Day was? That fucking Punxsutawney Phil.
The time the groundhog was on the screen.
Oh, he's only the titular character.
No, he's not.
He's still very clearly the titular character.
He's what? I didn't shout it so loud I couldn't hear you.
Do you not know what titular means?
That means he was in the title of the movie.
Okay.
And it's called Groundhog Day. And he is the groundhog.
Listen, it could have been called the day that the guy kept doing over and over again, and it still would have been the funny, and it still would have been great.
It could have been called Repeat, but it wasn't.
Over and over again.
It was called Groundhog Day, and that groundhog was important. It has a small... It had a role. It was definitely in the movie.
Groundhog Day has nothing to do with repeating the same day over and over again.
What are you talking about? That's the whole plot of the movie.
It could have been Valentine's Day, and it would have been the exact same movie, only without a groundhog.
That's like saying the book Where the Red Fern Grows. The red fern is the titular
yeah,
character.
Exactly. It is.
It wouldn't have been the same bird, same book without that fern.
No red fern, no dogs, no book.
Okay, so let's excuse your shitty taste of the movie.
What else? You like the movie.
The movie's great, but yeah. What else does this fucking pile of fur do?
It sees its shadow, or
you gotta
does not see its shadow.
So that's you had the chance to talk about how it drove the car. You had a chance.
Yeah, you could have.
And you lost it.
Well, I mean, you guys are making my case for me now.
Let me ask you another question. My dog sees its shadow lots, I think. Sometimes it doesn't.
Well, it's colorblind, so you don't know. Maybe it sees shades. I guess
what color do you think shadows are?
Blue?
No.
Well, then I don't know what I've been looking at.
So what else is he good for?
I mean...
Absolutely nothing.
Say it again now.
Good God, you guys.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You ruined that joke.
You can just say that you like groundhogs. I mean, I would take that as a...
I like that you guys are just making my case for me.
Well, we're trying to figure out what your case is.
Yeah, your case is I have shitty taste in animals.
Your taste is that it's the main character of Groundhog Day.
I never said it was the main character.
It's the star of Groundhog Day.
And beyond it, it's Punk's Honey Bill isn't Groundhog Day. Punk's Honey Bill is a real-life animal.
Is many real-life animals. It's not the same fucking Punk's Honey Bill from the 20s.
He's got his walker coming out.
Wait, these... So let's take Punk's Honey Bill.
All right. Well, you know, we fought for it. Punk's Honey Bill off the list. I really thought I was going to win this, I'll be honest. All right. Bob
that Nugent. Dog is way worse. Beethoven, come on.
Well, who knows yet?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at the list. I mean, I like groundhogs. Am I choosing the one that I want to save?
Yeah, Bob. Yeah, yeah. You're taking the one that you say is not the worst famous animal.
Why is it so confusing for us?
I'm gonna choose Grumpy Cat. And the reason for that, listen, the reason for that is
another sick cat. Bad bones.
He's not sick.
He's got bad bones.
No, he just looks weird.
His bones are all wrong.
Her, first of all, it's a female
again
cat.
Again with a fucking agenda.
I'm sorry that I stand up for the rights of female cats.
We are too.
Grumpy Cat. I love the way the cat looks.
I do love the way that cat looks.
Cat looks great.
Cat looks great.
Great looking cat. No one would deny that. Second, number two, B.
Second, number two, B.
Grumpy Cat. Grumpy Cat.
Can we put bees up there?
Bees are up next. The killer bees.
Funny memes. I think some of them are very funny.
I mean, the first Hating time.
Stuff.
I would say when the Grumpy Cat first came out, it was definitely funny and interesting.
Yeah.
If someone uses a Grumpy Cat meme now, it's like.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. And.
Oh, man, I can't believe we didn't put Pepe the Frog up here. Well, he's a cartoon.
Oh, Jesus.
Jeez, damn, Dave. God, you damn cuck.
I'm sorry to be such a liberal nerd. Doctor, guys. God.
The wall? Immigrants?
Grumpy Here's Cat. The thing. We also, I want to talk about Pepe. That promise me we will. I don't want to get sidetracked now, but okay. Promise me we will talk about Pepe the Frog later.
I think we'll
do our best. Podcast.
Okay.
We've been talking about Pepe the Frog this entire time.
What? Years.
You remember that movie, Pepe the Frog Day?
You look up, it's all Pepe the Frog written everywhere.
It's like a Twilight Zone episode that we were talking about earlier.
Wouldn't it be a great Groundhog Day if you guys woke up tomorrow?
I would choose to not do it again.
I have that problem when I first wake up.
To not come?
Yeah, I can't.
Like, why?
I can do the business, but I can't like finish.
So you can get hard, but you don't finish.
Ugh!
And you're like hovering above your bed. I know how it is.
It's like a fire hose.
Before bed. That then you it relaxes you, releases all them brain goos. You feel
not brain goos?
Listen, I, as a healthcare professional.
It doesn't look like a brain.
I thought you're a paparazzi.
Oh, right. As a health paparazzi.
I'm a health paparazzi.
Metal artist, and that's enough for me. So there
fair
you
enough.
Go.
Yeah. Yeah. Your reason that
thank
you said.
You. Thank you. So I'm going to make this easy real quick right now. And I'm taking what David said earlier. I'm taking Honey Badger off the list.
There we go.
I think
that was my second choice.
The worst famous animal. It's a hero in its thing. It's not annoying. The video is definitely very funny.
Hilarious.
When it came out.
Yes.
So Honey Badger being removed off the list. So folks watching on Facebook Live and VidChat, we are down to our final five, which is Harambe, Air Bud, Beethoven, Mr. Ed, and Shamu. We have an open spot. An open spot, folks. So we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on. And while we do that, feel free to comment. Feel free to call in on BidChat and let us know
is there
what worst famous animal we are missing. Oh, well, the commercial's us talking. Dry ginger ale. The gingeriest of
I was not offered a ginger ale.
Yes, geez. You were. You definitely
thank
were.
Thank you, David.
Decline.
Fake news.
Didn't fake news. Sad.
Didn't happen. Sad.
Sad. Again, feel free to comment what worst famous animal you think we missed and should be on the list on Facebook Live, or feel free to call in on VidChat. Although, to be honest, nobody has called in on VidChat in a very long time.
You could be. I was going to say the
don't first. Break the chain. Just don't.
Fleetwood Mac. I love that band.
Oh, so good.
It's Fleetwood Mac Day today, guys. I don't know.
311 is Fleetwood Mac Day.
Fleetwood Mac. Well, 311 took most of the Fleetwood Mac band, and they formed 311.
Oh,
they
right.
Take
that's made
without, well, they took Stevie Nicks
Steve
out.
Steve Nicks.
They took Steve Knickerbocker.
And they took
Buckingham.
Lyle Buckingham.
They got rid of International Women's Day.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said Steve Nicks.
Oh, you're making like Jesus. A little jokey joke.
I don't know what he's doing. I'm just trying to tell the facts, and he's sitting there trying to CNN it all. And you see what I'm doing?
Remember Ryan Philippe, the actor?
Well, let's during the break, let's talk about Pepe the Frog a little bit.
Oh, right, yeah, let's talk about Pepe the Frog. Again, feel free to nominate a worst famous animal. We're down to a final five, so if you think of one, let us know. What's your deal with Pepe the Frog, David?
Here's the thing. Pepe the Frog was around for a long time. It was like just a funny cartoon character that turned into a meme. And the guy who wrote him is kind of like a left-leaning, like a kind of liberal.
You did your research on Pepe the Frog.
I haven't done my research. Not even on the show.
No.
I have done my research.
He's a hard get. It's tough to book Pepe the Frog.
I did do my research on Pepe the Frog, and a guy wrote him as like a cute, funny, like little story, and then he was just a meme.
Crying. Maybe. It's a crying frog
well,
boy.
Well, he does a few different things, but then he's been totally co-opted by the alt-right, like white supremacist racist, which has to be the worst. Like, imagine if you drew a funny cartoon character.
Okay.
You, with your political beliefs that you have now,
sure.
Which I think we can agree are pretty leftist, progressive, like, in most of your beliefs.
Yes.
He's pro-dictatorship.
Yeah.
Other than that.
People don't deserve to make their own choices.
Imagine you just drew this cartoon character.
Yes.
And then some people were like, you know what? Also, he's basically a white supremacist now. That would be like the worst.
That would be unfortunate.
Thing that could happen.
So why is Pepe the worst? Pepe's not the worst. The people fucking with Pepe are the worst.
This is the thing about this whole list, which I would say.
We need to decide. I feel like a lot of you guys don't believe in animal rights. It's all humans.
Animals have no rights. They only get the rights we give them.
Well, see,
are their masters, and they obey us or their food. Like,
as a Christian, don't you believe that God gave us dominion over the animals?
How fucking dare you to say that I'm a Christian? I will come across this table. I will jump over this Joe Bates and kick the shit out of you.
No, not you. You're a reasonable. I'm talking about Joe.
Well, I'm just saying that, yes, I believe that. animals, let's talk about your belief in Jesus Christ and get you there. Because that's what the show's about, folks. Not rank you very much. It's Christ you very much. Welcome to the show where I evangelize and bring people to the
heart. I would be Joe,
is this
on,
how you pump up your chests?
I have a hole in my chest. I would be on the episode where we pick the 11 worst Jesuses.
There's only the one.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's an
the Jesus.
Yeah, the Jesus eyes.
All right, so we're down to, well, Shamu was a good one, but you already have Shamu on the list.
Well, can you not? Well, maybe you're.
But we had one suggestion, folks, and it was from Anne Marie.
Oh God,
it was Benji.
Ah, Benji.
Benji the Hunted.
Well, that was the sequel.
Yeah,
Benji's pretty stupid. Benji comes off of Ren 10 10 and. Garfield and Star Wars.
No,
all the, famous dog movies that you say, Groundhog Day, all of those great Groundhog Day afternoon.
We didn't have
Andrea says rude, by the way, to your Benji.
That's fine. That's fine. I live in your house. I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.
Here's what I
think.
What
about that bat that he bit the head off?
He didn't bite the head off a bat. It was a pigeon.
I think it
was. Oh, it's a dove. I'm sorry. It was a dove. Excuse me, Ozzy.
Yeah. Oh, that's worse.
And before we go on, we got our final six. But Little Bub, I feel like you have opinions on Little Bub.
Little Bub is amazing. You can't hate.
I wanted to talk about Pepe the Frog.
How could anyone be like, is a great person.
I recorded an album with Mike.
I did too.
I was in a band with, well, briefly. We did a thing called Band in a Hat where you put your names in. And it was me, Addison Rogers, Mike Brodowski.
Name drop.
And some other guy I don't know. And we played one song that we wrote and then a cover of Blister in the Sun.
I introduced the band.
Here we go again.
And I go up there and the crowd is chanting, Bub, 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 Bub. Because the way it was advertised was that Little Pub was going to be there.
Uh-huh.
And it was a lie.
Again, not the fucking cat's fault.
That's what I'm saying. My issue is not with the cat. My issue is with the guy taking advantage of the cat.
I don't think he's
the point is that.
But in that case, he was taking advantage of maybe the audience.
Yes. Lil Bub is like the personification of happy. Of the like, smile.
Jesus Christ.
Really? When you see Lil Bub, you don't go, nice.
The only time I've ever smiled is when I hold a dead man in my hands.
Like a whole one? Like
yeah, a whole dead man.
Well, what do you think? I mean, not
why would it not be a whole one?
Yeah. He's not a sick fuck. He's not chopping off their heads.
I'm not killing him.
No, how does he just hold a whole man in his hands? That's what I'm saying. I think that Lil Bub, ridiculous to think, that would be on this list. Babe, which you brought up briefly,
Babe the Pig,
should definitely be on this list.
Oh, I don't know.
That pig
killed that spider.
No, that's Charlotte's Web. Shut up.
They did a whole different book.
Yeah. What was the name of the pig?
Wilbur.
Yes,
that's some pig.
You know what? Listen, you're right.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm gonna step back from Babe.
Anna Marie just said Little Bub's family gives most of their profits to charity.
They do.
Not my Jesus.
That's what Paul.
My Jesus would invest in high dividend stocks.
That's what Paul Newman would do.
Get a good yearly income.
Babe doesn't need to be on the list. I spoke incorrectly. You know who does? Gordy.
And Templeton the Rat?
Do you remember Gordy?
I don't remember Gordy.
Babe came out and won Best Picture, which is absurd. Oh, it won Best fucking Picture.
Wait, Babe won Best Picture?
Probably. Anyways.
That's not what happened at all.
Everyone went and saw it. It was their favorite movie.
Yeah, but
it still is.
That was a complete lie. Babe didn't get an Oscar.
It made all the money. It's the top
grossing. You're right. He is skipping over this. You said it won Best Picture.
It was the best movie. It has 100 rating on IMDb.
No, none of it.
That's 4chan even how they do ratings on IMDb.
4chan has an entire chan devoted to it.
Jesus.
Are you saying it won Best Picture in your heart?
going back to what I initially said.
You are not getting okay.
Gordy, did the spider make it?
Damn it! That's Charlotte's Web. Gordy was the Babe knockoff.
So you can get Babe at Redbox. So I think you're.
You know what I mean.
You can probably get Babe too big
I'm
in the city.
I'm talking about the Mockbuster. The whole idea.
Oh.
So Gordy is a Mockbuster of Babe.
Is this a term?
Mockbuster? Yeah, so when they come out with a movie, like a famous movie.
I didn't know that was a term. That's
interesting. Mockbuster. So they came out with a movie like Thor. Asgard.
Yeah, I see.
I got a copy of Transmorphers once.
Jeez. Is it good?
Transmorphers.
We never watched it. We were going.
Spend money and not use the thing you spend money
on. My daughter actually bought it because she thought it was funny.
His daughter makes more than he does.
Ah, Jesus.
She's a college student.
I used to always say that, like, the best line to deliver during sex from a movie is, I can't quit you. The worst line is, that'll do, pig. You can't.
Unless you're having sex with a pig.
Oh, sure. Baby, you want to stop.
I always think the best one to say, here's looking at you, kid.
That's good.
Okay.
I saw Benji the Hunted in the theater.
All right. Okay, that was the sequel, right?
Yes.
That was Benji in the Woods getting hunted by Anthony Hopkins. Like, it was like the prequel to Surviving the Game.
Why would they be hunting Benji now that I think about it?
So we'll get into this. We're down to our final six. We're going to go through the list one at a time and decide whether they should be in the top three or not.
Okay.
So we can start with Benji because we're in the middle of talking about it.
I like the idea of crossing off Benji just to piss off Anne Marie. Benji. Okay, Benji. Cross Benji off.
So Benji, you're saying not worst three, not the top three.
No, he's not the worst.
Benji's bad, but he's not the worst.
He's not top three worst.
Yeah, not at all.
Benji's off the list. Why would they hunt Benji? I don't know anything about Benji at all.
So Benji was a dog. Okay.
He's a small dog.
In the 80s, there were cartoons that were on in the mornings on Saturdays. And sometimes.
Is that not still a thing?
What are cartoons? I don't think they have Saturday morning cartoons anymore. After they would have like a movie after the cartoons. Benji was on all the time after cartoons. It was just the movie Benji.
What kind of dog was Benji?
Yeah, like a wire terrier, rat, like a little mosquito. Terror. Like it was. And he was just a dog, and he was homeless, and people took care of him and gave him food. It was
so. I'm thinking. Kind of a happy story. I've been thinking Cujo this whole time. Then
no, he's a smaller dog.
He's a small Cujo. He's,
so Benji's an evil dog.
No, he's, Benji. I think we can all agree Benji's a good boy.
Who's a good boy, yeah. Benji or Lassie?
Lassie saved a lot of everything.
A lot of Timmy's. Lassie was the lead people to where Timmy is. Hopefully a pedophile never figured that out. It's going to be trapped.
That's pretty funny. What, Timmy's in a well? Hot dog.
I'm diggity dog.
I'm going to have a hot dog.
Come to Papa.
Papa? What are you doing right there? What exactly?
Sausage. No, he's pulling the pail. Timmy's in the pail in the well, and he's pulling the pail up.
I get it.
Full of Timmy.
All those
Which
dogs.
Which is the name of my... Erotic novel. Tale full of Timmy.
Benji, Lassie, Rin Tin Tin, Balto. Oh, they're fine. Whatever.
Balto, big fan of Balto.
No. We will get to that.
Yeah. No. Everybody I predict will win.
No.
This.
Oh, Peter Frederick Wallace says Secretariat. We don't have a horse. We do have a horse. Mr. Ed's on the thing.
Yeah.
I think we have a pretty good mix of animals.
Yeah. We had a couple of dogs, but that was fine. A couple of gorillas.
No spiders.
No spiders.
That's good. Oh, did you guys know that spiders aren't animals?
Jesus Christ. 2017.
This is... They're insects.
Can I... Oh. No, God damn it!
Spiders are not animals. They're insects.
They're fucking arachnids.
I'm sorry to anyone watching this.
The reason that I'm doing this is because this is an actual argument that I had with a 15-year-old. That was like, spiders are not animals. And I was like, yes, they are. No, they're
Don't
not.
Don't try to throw this off on
They're insects. Yeah, I feel like
15-year-olds have been through enough, Bob.
Oh, no. Not enough. They need more.
You have, like, a hole in your shirt?
Well, there's a hole in my heart. What is this? What is happening?
Donuts.
I'm a mess.
Speaking of donuts, bring me out that box.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Next up on the list, we got Shamu, folks. Shamu. We haven't talked about Shamu really at all.
No.
And we were originally going to put Free Willy And that decided against us. And
that by the way, his name is not Free Willy. Everyone always does that.
I think his name is just Willy.
I think his name is Willy, and they were trying to free him.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Goodwill Hunting. Wasn't that guy's full name?
Yeah, well, yeah.
His, hey, Goodwill.
His name isn't Basketballing Michael Jordan. Like, it's just his name.
It's Michael Jordan.
Basketball.
The basketballer. The player.
The basketballer. Shamo doesn't need to be on this list.
You think? Wait, hold on.
Shamo's been through enough.
What is Shamu doing? Is Shamu been released now?
No. Shamu's probably in captivity.
Shamu's living this whole
in prison, aka SeaWorld.
So do you hate zoos as well?
Zoos are prisons for animals.
You went out. Bob does not remember this. Do you remember where you first heard that?
Yes, I do.
Bob went out on a date with a lady. She said that to him, and yes, he would not stop making fun of her.
Yes,
and saying how dumb
because
her.
I was like,
but
hey,
now you've totally flipped
she
around.
She was like, no, I'm doing a bit. She
great,
was like,
that's what I had him on here
she
for.
Was like, she was like, let's hang out tomorrow. I was like, well, definitely, we're at dinner. I was like, what do you want to do? She's like, oh, there's tons of stuff to do. I was like, do you want to go to the zoo? I hear it's really nice. And she just went, zoos are prisons for animals.
Which is accurate. It is an accurate
absolutely
description of a zoo.
I mean, if
but they take care of the animals.
Right, if they're nice to you in prison, and from everything I hear, that's exactly the case.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Blackfish, the documentary?
Well, yeah, you don't want to be a know-it-all.
I don't want to flowers for Algernon myself.
I don't know what that means. So
well, then you're in the same boat.
That was a good. That was a good reference.
That was a good reference.
Was it?
Yeah.
Good for you. I think I just think that Shamu's been through enough and isn't the worst. That's just my opinion.
Algernon could be on there.
Again, I think Shamu is a female. All of these are females. Mr. Ed is female. I don't know. That would be great if it was.
Now we're only down to four, so we can only take one more off.
We can only take one more off. So next we're off with Mr. Ed. Is Mr. Ed a top three worst animal?
I loved that show when I was a kid. I watched so much Mr. Ed.
He seemed like an asshole.
He was an asshole, though.
Speaking of assholes, the urban myth is that the way that they got Mr. Ed to move his lips is they put a carrot in his asshole.
No, I
swear I'm not making that up.
I thought it was peanut butter.
I am making that up.
I swear, I am making that up.
That's just something that I have heard. I can't say that
from
it's true.
Who?
My dad,
the
probably.
The horse's mouth?
Yes, right from the horse's asshole.
There's a Jackie Vernon joke where he talks about going into a hotel room where there's a guy with his fingers up a girl's ass. And he goes, what are you doing? And he goes, I'm trying to make her throw up. He goes, well, that's not the right. He goes, no, when I put this in their mouth, she'll throw up.
Jesus Christ.
Jackson Gadsden. Were her lips moving?
I don't know. See, that's the detail that I don't know.
See,
that's
maybe it's true.
A carrot up the ass. That's how you get someone's lips moving.
Just what I heard.
I want to leave Mr. Ed on there for now.
I disagree. I disagree.
We can put on the cusp. We'll go through the list. See if there's one.
You want it to come down to Harambe, Air Bud, and Beethoven?
We're going out to Beethoven next. We're gonna put since we have a disagreement, we're gonna put Mr. Ed right there on the cusp. If we get the other three, talk about them, figure out what's on the cusp.
Okay, so just
Beethoven's up next.
Looking at it from outside the box, you would say that you.
Where are we looking at it from?
You're in the box. You're in the box. Stay in the fucking box. You would say that you would rather watch Beethoven over Mr. Ed.
Now that's it. That's a different discussion than
you would enjoy seeing the dog.
I'd rather see dealing with the animal. So here's the question:
who would you rather hang out?
Is it Charles Grodin from Beethoven? But that's beside the point.
Are we dealing with the fictional animal version or the animal beyond?
Well, like the actor animal.
Yeah. So the
you
actual
gotta do animal. Fictional animal in this case.
Well, they're both fictional. I hate to tell you that.
No,
both
I know.
But
no,
there is an animal actor behind that fictional character.
Probably.
Yeah,
there's
an animal getting a check.
Did you say
animal
probably?
No, I said probably more than one.
Yeah. No, I think there was only one. Do you think there were two guys in a costume for Mr. Ed?
There is not a costume. It's a real fucking horse.
Peter Frederick Wallace said they use electric shocks to make him talk.
Yeah, and his asshole with a carrot. It's an electric.
What kind of carrot?
Who doesn't have an electric carrot in their house?
I don't have one anywhere near me.
Well, you need to get some. What? Get 10.
Today's episode sponsored by Electric Carrots.
Specifically for assholes.
Electriccarrot.com/buttplug.
/ Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed the horse.
Mr. Ed the horse. Thank you.
I would rather be around than a St. Bernard. I think St. Bernards are just ugly, big, hairy. Fun.
They also have scotch on them.
In the fictional world, I'd much rather hang out with a talking horse.
Yes, exactly.
So, Beethoven, do you think Beethoven's top three worst famous animals?
Yeah, I think Beethoven should definitely.
Which is just terrible. And there's a girl Beethoven.
There's a third Beethoven, too.
Oh, fuck. There's probably 10 of them.
The Beethoven Symphony. Mm-hmm.
There is one where there's puppies. If you have a dog movie, I want to put this out there to see if it's true. But I believe if there is a dog movie that's popular, there is always going to be a puppy movie. There,
that brings us to our next.
Air Bud stays on the list.
Stays on the list. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So much hatred for Air Bud.
Man, there's this guy we knew who did stand up for a while. And the whole joke was like, why wasn't Air Bud a chocolate lab? Horrible joke. Not funny. But he would introduce it by going, you guys check out that movie Air Bud? And people would lose their minds laughing.
Yeah,
and
just never, because it's so absurd. Yeah.
Just like, you guys check out that
you ever
movie.
You see that movie Air Bud?
Yeah. Like it was like The Godfather or something. I can't explain why it was so funny. Great. But
so yeah, one and two stay on.
All right. And then Harambe.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Fuck Harambe. I don't care. Jeez.
Oh, well, we got to take Mr. Ed off.
Mr. Ed stays.
Wow, we kind of went backwards on this list. Mr. Ed, you're gone. Actually, I think we went the right way because the other way would be like, yes, 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 no, no, no. And that's not as interesting.
I agree.
Yes.
So we got to pick the worst out of these.
So now we're at the final three, folks. We're at the final three, and that final three is Harambe, Air Bud, Beethoven. Is there a reason dogs are seen to be more jerks, or is this because there's more famous dogs?
I think more famous dogs.
I think the exposure leads to a lot of it. So when you're hammered over the head with Air Bud over and over again, it gets kind of annoying.
No,
and
Marley on the list.
I never saw it.
Marley and Me.
Oh, that dog dies at the end, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Some of us haven't seen it.
I haven't either. It was. I think it was a book first. So.
So you would have read it. So
much. I read the book. And
I got a hole in my chest.
Only half of the dog died at the end.
I held the whole dog in my hand.
Whole dog.
All right, so we're down to Harambe, Air Bud, Beethoven. Which one of those three does not belong in the final two?
God, I want to say Harambe, who is kind of a hero.
No, dying does not make you a hero.
Harambe was not. It's not like the Harambe took a bullet for the kid.
But Harambe, I think, was kind of. I've seen the video.
Maybe he did.
We've all seen the video, right?
No, never seen it.
You haven't seen the video?
No.
Kid falls in.
I watch it every day.
Kid falls into the gorilla pit.
Harambe kind of picks up the kid.
Okay.
And
death sentence.
Yeah, in an effort to save the kid?
Like, death sentence.
I think Harambe was worried about the child. And then people start freaking out.
Jesus Christ. No, there's no way.
You're projecting. Here's what I think. I think that silverback gorillas, especially males, are one of the most dangerous animals on the planet. Hence the reason we put them in pits so that they can't kill.
Well, I agree with all of it.
So,
what animal more dangerous than silverback gorilla?
Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus!
So not on the list.
My point
there's
is.
There's no famous ones.
Sure are. From Fantasia, there's the one from Madagascar.
There's Peter Potamus.
Hungry Hippos.
Hungry Hippos.
Hungry Hippos. Thank you. Babar, he's an elephant. But I feel like there was a hippo character.
There was Peter Potamus, who was a purple hippo, who was a hippo.
Yeah, I think there's one. I can't think of it. There's got to be at least one famous hippopotamus.
It's got like a weird color. It's not like a normal gray.
He's goddamn purple.
There's one.
His name was Peter
Hippopotamus that
will. We'll never figure it out. We'll just Google it afterwards.
My point is this. If a dangerous, crazy, untrustworthy mute with a gun picked up a child, you'd shoot him and kill him.
No, I think they were right to shoot him. I think they had no choice. I think it was horrible that they had to.
Of course.
But I think they had no choice. Because people were like, why didn't you use like a dart to put him to sleep?
Because it's a gorilla.
Yeah, you hit him with a dart. He's not going to just go out like
yeah,
a
do
light.
You want a high gorilla? Like,
no, he's gonna freak out for a second, like when you get stung by a bee and go, ah, and then
to look. Me, I think I would have jumped.
Yes. Power move. Yeah, there you go.
Sword, power, and then move.
Important thing to bring up here. We have been talking about blaming the animal for putting them on the list, right? When it's the people. This is a case to where I blame the people because of the animal, but I still hate that the animal even is in my radar. I don't give a fuck. I'm glad he's dead. Fuck it.
I'm not glad he's
well,
dead.
Because but of, Cecil Lyne, not glad he's
because
dead.
Of the hero worship of it's I'm sick of hearing about it.
Here's what I was trying to say the whole time is I think Harambe saw like the child was small. So it wasn't, I think he would have seen it.
He held it in both of his hands.
The whole child.
The whole child.
Well, actually kind of drug him around by the foot a little bit.
Oh, then death sentence. Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Again, I think they had no choice but to shoot the gorilla. What I'm saying is, I think in Harambe's mind, it was like
That's crazy talk. What you're doing is
in Harambe's
crazy
mind, it was banana food, sex, kill.
No, it was like a small baby.
Really? Did you talk to him? Like, did you interview him?
Not even a sign language.
He can't
even
a sign language. He can't say apple nipple hungry. He doesn't know.
He can't say apple nipple hungry.
I could say as apple, nipple, and then food. I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
I kill kid.
No, kid.
If I might finish. I believe, and all we can do is guess what Harambe's motivation was. Obviously, Harambe could have killed the kid instantly if he wanted to. He would have just smashed dead kid instantly.
What animal does that to just rape? Animals don't just kill a
cool
thing.
One.
Eat it. What I'm saying, like, what animal is just like, I'm done with this thing?
Humans.
Exactly.
Dogs. Wild dogs.
Wild dogs.
I think lots of
cats.
Wild cats.
Stray cats.
Brian Setzer Orchestra.
All we can do is
entire Brian Setzer Orchestra.
That's true. All we can do is guess because we can't know for sure.
We can guess poorly.
Yeah, we can guess poorly or well.
I think that
I'm never gonna get this out.
What? One of them?
Tell me. Finish your fucking. Tail.
Here's what I'm thinking is that a small child to Harambe is going to seem like baby gorilla.
No.
Well, I'm not done. And Harambe's head is like, this poor baby gorilla fell a long way. I'm going to pick it up and try to keep it safe because it's injured. And then people start freaking out and yelling. And then Harambe's like, they're trying to hurt this little baby. And so it's running around like it would with a baby gorilla.
So you're saying that Harambe was in the moment enough to think that all the people freaking out were trying to attack. It's not a baby, first of all. It wasn't
It's about the size of a baby gorilla.
Okay, but the point is that you're making Harambe way too smart in this scenario.
You're making Harambe a Pixar film.
I think
he's actually instinctually like, this baby dropped. I'm going to pick it up. Now there's all this yelling and excitement. I'm worried about the baby. That's what I think was going on.
Harambe thought the child was a toy and probably would have treated the child
now,
like a toy.
Now who's guessing?
Oh, that's
now
also that's also guessing. Another step.
If you, why is your guess?
Coco, the gorilla, her kittens, of which she has had lots and lots of them.
She took care of a kitten? Take care of a little baby.
Like a toy. Like a toy.
No, not like
what
a toy.
What do children do with toys?
What's this thing? Grabs it to see what this thing is.
And
walks
away.
That's happening. Killed it.
Death sentence.
Well, I do agree that they had no choice but to shoot the gorilla. You have to shoot the gorilla. You can't.
If anything, we should have thrown another kid down there with dynamite on his chest.
Yeah, that's how you save the first kid.
like a tar baby. Like a that's the technical term for it. You never saw a Song of the South? What?
Yeah, you know why Disney doesn't show that movie anymore?
No, but I'm saying like it's like a thing that's used to do a thing that looks like an effigy. There, that's better.
Well, it's too
God damn it, a tar baby is a real thing, and I'm not a racist.
I don't like this at all.
this is not your fault because you didn't know.
What do you mean? I know it's racist.
Like, is it all the way? What are you talking about?
I don't like this.
We were trying to give you an out. Like, you didn't understand that what you're saying.
No, I absolutely do. I'm saying it was a thing. It was a thing.
Oh, no.
It was a thing.
There's so many English.
Explain myself.
Oh, no, I barely got to explain myself about the baby theory.
At least that one didn't say that term.
You deserve all of those angry faces. You are awful. You created this environment.
We're all next to you.
You created. That is great. You Please. Created this environment I only exist in. Okay.
I want to hear your explanation.
It's just a bad thing that you use to get that looks like another thing, and it's awful. And that's exactly what I meant. I am not on trial here.
Yes,
Harambe is on trial.
Jacob Reaver just asked thoughts on WAPs.
I didn't. It's an actual thing. A WAP isn't an actual thing. It's a derogatory.
Cross Harambe.
Yeah, I think we're crossing Harambe off.
I don't know if that helps.
I would rather cross off Beethoven first than Harambe, but it doesn't matter to me.
Well, I think we should just stop talking about Harambe, so let's call it cross that off.
I'm going to cross Harambe off and make it a dog battle.
This is very unfair.
Jesus Christ.
We barely know each other.
He's in the paparazzi, the worst types of people.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say this has all been a character.
Luckily, it's live.
I don't know what you're looking up now.
You know exactly what I'm looking up. Fucking take a wild guess.
I don't want to say.
This is why Facebook.
It's from a fucking Uncle Remus story. How do you people not know this?
No, I know it. There's a reason Disney doesn't show that movie anymore.
Don't act like anything I've said is wrong when I'm always right.
I just got booked.
I haven't seen this yet.
I need to send. Yeah. When's the Tar Baby fiasco?
Okay.
Oh my God. Stop giving the fucking phrase power.
That's the problem.
Remember when that guy said three white people were talking to each other?
Yeah. Who knew how bad it would get?
Anyways, let's.
Yeah, keep popping up those angry faces.
Are there some pandas in there?
No, that's just what they look like before they pop.
Oh, okay, I see.
I don't know.
Who it's just all the same
there
guy.
Are
it's
three
one guy.
People
yeah,
watching.
That's Peter Fenderquals.
Yeah,
so we're down to the final two, folks. Air Bud and Beethoven.
Air Bud is extremely worse than Beethoven.
I don't know. Beethoven is the slop. Air Bud doesn't make a mess.
Air Bud is a mess.
Okay, are we talking...
Air Bud is a golden retriever.
Yes.
The worst dog.
I don't know.
The worst dog. Maybe it's another episode where I'll bring out some other
worst dog.
Why worst dog?
I personally
just don't like
personally.
There's no facts behind this one.
Everyone agrees with me, first of all. And second of all,
the only other two people in the room.
You've been trumping this entire conversation.
Wrong. Golden Retrievers are the worst dogs. I hate them. I hate Golden Retrievers.
It is very true. Golden Retrievers are the worst dogs.
Everyone agrees. The worst dog. Everybody knows it. Nobody likes them. They're the worst. Everybody hates Golden Retrievers. Sad Golden Retrievers. Air Bud has 7 or 8 movies of just Air Bud. Okay?
Okay.
Unnecessary. Air Bud plays basketball. Baseball.
Football.
Hockey.
Hockey, that's MVP territory. Most valuable primate.
Baseball, most valuable primate. Matt LeBlanc.
Most valuable primate was also hockey.
Second one?
They must have.
I thought the first one was hockey. I thought it was a hockey playing.
My understanding, what's the movie with Matt LeBlanc? Is that not MVP?
It's called Friends.
That's not a movie.
It is when I watch it.
They never do. That doesn't make anybody say that sexy. But they said you got to do a puppy movie.
But they're space buddies. They go to space.
Space buddies, Santa buddies.
So your issue is that it's successful.
It's bad.
Successful and excessive.
It's bad. I would argue that you could not find one good thing in the movie Air Bud?
I found a touching scene when the dog chooses the kid at the end of the movie.
Yeah, but it's about a fight.
They're letting the dog pick teams, and he's like,
oh. No, they did. They had the original owner and then the kid, and like, we'll let Air Bud decide. And the owner was like abusive, and the kid didn't only nice to him. The guy's surprised that Air Bud went to the kid.
Okay, but that being said, it's a movie about a fucking dog playing basketball.
To prepare for the show?
A dog playing basketball.
Yeah, he kills it.
Shut up.
I always said there should be that movie should have been about a duck and called Slam Duck.
You always said that.
It apparently still does. Beethoven is about a
play basketball.
No, he cannot.
Oh, is that about Beethoven?
Charles Grodin is
Beethoven.
In that movie,
Beethoven's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know if I can pick between who's worse, Air Bud or Beethoven.
Beethoven was at least, I'm sure there right. was flooding.
Air Bud has led to more horrible jokes.
We're getting to the point here, Bob. Who is worse, Air Bud or Beethoven?
Keeping in mind, no, I'm going to blow your mind. You ready? Keeping in mind that the first Air Bud movie, the dog that played Air Bud was also Comet on Full House.
Really?
Air Bud is the worst.
All right. Well, I'm going to follow it up with and completely disagree because that dog is talented as hell.
And dead.
They can play all those sports. They're all dead. Everyone dies. We all die one day.
Coco, the sign language and gorilla. The gorilla
sign language, the gorilla. I'm telling you right now, Beethoven is the worst animal. It's a mess. It's sloppy. It never gets better. It ruins the life of the family, and they think it's going to get better.
This
it never
about
gets better.
Worst famous animal.
Well, now we go back to the whole thing with Mr. Ed. You consider it the talking dog.
Which one is more famous?
Air Bud is worse.
So then it's Air Bud.
No, that's not the worst. If it's worst famous.
I am jealous of that dog's fucking fame.
Is the worst, which leaves us to our tie-breaking vote.
Ooh,
David Britton, what is the worst famous animal? Feel free to talk it out. Beethoven or Air Bud?
Please try not to use racial slurs.
Please do not do that.
Yeah, I'll try. I'll be on my best behavior. can I tell you guys something?
Don't say a racial slur.
I just feel like the thing with Norwegians is that
go on
too much death metal.
I like where we're going with this.
What?
Thanks for putting metal on that. Now, yeah, I have not seen either of those movies.
Jesus!
You never saw Beethoven?
Like that's the one you're. I mean, they're equally as like. So I have to go based completely on
basketball
previews. Trailers of the movies that I've seen, my feelings about Charles Grodin, and my feelings about jokes I've heard about Air Bud.
And that golden retrievers are the worst.
Again, that's a complete.
You would rather have a golden retriever than a, what was he, a basset hound? Yeah, whatever.
Basset hound? I feel like you don't even know.
St. Bernard. So you'd rather have a golden retriever than a St. Bernard?
I'd rather have a St. Bernard.
Okay. So the best.
Well, he actually gives St. Bernard a bad name. Beethoven.
No, that's Bon Jovi. Gives love a bad name. Beethoven is wonderful. Those children fucking love that dog.
They all love Air Bud.
No.
That's why there's 18 movies.
The other fucking team that lost to a fucking dog.
I'm glad they lost. They couldn't beat a dog. That's on them. Take his legs out.
So you just want to see the Harlem Globetrotters beat the Generals
every
game?
I love that. It's great.
The cat just scratched my leg.
Yes.
Unbelievable, folks. Air Bud, worst famous animal. This was.
There was never any doubt. There was never
this,
any
doubt. Air Bud's the worst famous animal. This was a roller coaster episode.
Yeah, there's a lot.
This was filmed on a roller coaster.
This was a roller coaster. Unbelievable. I'm at a loss.
yeah, this is.
The next time.
You'll never be on this show again.
Oh, no. No, I didn't want to come today. The next time that I see you, we're going to talk about how you choose to wear a necklace, which I don't understand at all.
It's got a cross on it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's very
Joe.
Yeah,
I
that's give you a lot cute. Of shit,
but I believe in you.
I want him not racist.
No one, neither am I, and no one should ever wear a necklace.
Air Bud is the worst famous animal. Yes. I'd like to
next to all three of us.
And man, technically is the worst animal.
Yeah,
and dangerous. I held a dead man whole.
Well, that sounds weird saying it that way. Yeah. I held a dead man's hole.
after you put an electric carrot in it.
Guys, thank you so much. David Britton, Bob Nugent, thank you so much for being on the show.
Sorry.
Bob, do you have anything that you like to plug?
HistoryBluffsAutomatic.com is the show that David and I do.
And, very funny show. Very awesome show.
I think if you do, I bet if you do a Google search for History Bluffs.
Yeah. And it's on Facebook as well. And I'm on Instagram at iDrewAStupid, where I post illustrations.
I love your Instagram
account. Oh, thank you. Very good drawing.
Absolutely nothing malicious or racist about it.
No, just wacky.
I'm sorry that I accurately represent the awful shit in history. You evil. All right,
David.
David, what do you have anything to plug?
I feel like I interrupted you. It's called I Drew a Stupid on Instagram, yeah. So check it out. This spring in April, I'll be doing the Gentlemen of Leisure Comedy Tour. So it's just, if you go to gentlemenofleisurecomedy.com.
One person.
If you go to David,
well, we had 313 views on the
film. Oh,
142 likes.
Still making angry faces.
That's Facebook.
Also, if you go to davidbrittoncomedy.com, that has all my upcoming dates. And my Twitter and my Facebook.
Yeah, definitely check it out. The History Bluffs podcast to do is an unbelievable podcast. You guys have had Rory Scovel on it. You guys have had Andy Kindler on it?
Yep. Yeah. Emo Phillips.
Todd Glass.
Alex Price.
Anybody else?
Joe Banks.
Jackie Cation.
Brad Elwood. Like,
it's an unbelievable show. Definitely.
Lassie.
You had Lassie.
Oh, yeah. We had Lassie on.
They had James Buchanan. They
wasn't our
Sammy
best
Davis Jr.
But it's a really cool show. What they do is they bring on a guest who doesn't know what's going on. When they first get there, they go, okay, and they introduce them as a famous person from history.
Dead person.
Yes. Dead person from history. So then they have to answer questions as that dead person without having any prior knowledge of what that person is.
It's good.
And then they do a recount at the end to see how many questions they got right. It's so funny. It's a great show.
Oh, we should mention we're about to do another live one at the White Rabbit with Jeff Oskey.
How do you say white again?
White Rabbit.
White Rabbit.
Jeff Oskey, Brent Terhune, Tuesday, the 11th of
Jimmy
March.
Jimmy Roberson is opening with someone else who I can't remember.
I think it's Kale's March. What's that? Is today the 11th of March? Yes, it's 311 Day.
It's Fleetwood Mac Day.
The 13th? I don't know.
It's coming up.
It would be this Tuesday. I know that.
If you go to White Rabbit.
March 14th. That's Tuesday.
Listen, somebody has a calendar. I'm leaving.
All right. Bye. Thank you so much, guys. I'm Joe Bates. You can follow me on Twitter at JoeAmerica22. Watch me on. Follow me on Facebook. Like me on Facebook. All that stuff. You just friend me on Facebook and you can see all the stuff and you can add a whole thing to it. But that's Ranky very much, folks.
Standing in your life?
The worst famous animal, Air Bud.
Oh, you want half of this?
And that's Ranky very much.
You want to split it?
You're welcome.
Oh.
Have a good night, everybody.